guest or guests in the studio.
Plural. We've got two of them.
More than one guest. Yes.
Ooh, they're squeaky.
Good morning, guests.
Hello.
Hello. How are we?
Good, thank you.
Quite
good.
Totally fine.
Tired?
Yes.
But very smiling.
Yes, very so smiley good. To be on the radio so early in the morning.
We have Jeffrey and we have Jordan?
Jordan.
Yes. Jordan. I keep wanting to call you Gordon because I thought you were running in the marathon this weekend. I thought, how good would that be? Flash Gordon.
Well, that, as a matter of fact, my dance name is Flash Jordan.
Is it?
Yes.
Nice,
that's,
cool.
That's what I told you.
Good.
Where did that nickname come from?
Did you self-create it?
It was partly because somebody kept calling me Gordon instead of Jordan.
It wasn't me, but I'll try not to.
My name's Jordan, and somebody called me Flash due to another reason. I just put it together, Flash Jordan. So
okay.
It's good.
All right. Okay, so you guys are from Syncrew.
Yep.
Yes,
and
exactly.
You are a breakdancing organisation?
Well, yeah, we're a hip-hop arts organisation.
Hip-hop arts organisation.
So, yeah, looking at dance, music, and visual arts as a whole.
And this is something
culture.
That's based in Cambridge?
Yes, our studio is based on Histon Road.
Okay, all right.
New combat centre.
In the combat centre?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is somewhere new that you've just moved into?
Yeah. We've been part of the Cambridge Combat Fitness Centre complex for a few months now, and we all moved over there in December.
Right, okay. So the reason why we got you in is because somebody is running the Cambridge Half Marathon on behalf of you to raise money for your organisation.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about that, who they are and why they're doing it and all that sort of stuff.
So we have like the dancer mom who will run for us like on Sunday, so in Cambridge, and we are trying to raise money like to improve, how Jordan said, like our new studio, because we need like to make like some painting, change curtains and improve like to make it like nicer.
Mm.
And so like the mom like proposed to run for us, so we will support her and we will do like maybe like a small performance like at the end of the race. So
okay.
What's her involvement?
She's one of the dancers' mums, one of our junior Sinstars, which is our junior crew. One of their mothers is a
good mum.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you guys are a community organisation, much the same as we are.
Yes.
So really, we should have somebody running the half marathon for us, shouldn't we?
We're all too unfair.
Why not you? Well, yeah.
Don't even get started on Tim and charity and races.
No, me and charity races don't have a good history.
Well, maybe I'd do it if it was a little bit shorter.
I wouldn't do a half marathon.
I'll work up to it.
No, that'd be the end of me. But my point is, somebody should be running for us like somebody's running for them.
Yes. Well, I would have thought you'd have loads of guys running, because you're all fit, aren't you? Because you're dancing.
In short bursts.
Yeah, it's true.
Mini
We're
marathons.
Building up. We do some running as training, but we haven't quite made it to 13 miles yet.
Not yet. Next year.
Next year. Okay.
So how long have you guys been involved with this organisation for then?
I've been involved since 2011.
Okay.
I started off there as an intern and worked for a year and then became one of the professional company.
Right.
And then the new one since 1 month.
Okay.
I'm working like as a young project worker.
Okay.
So it's really new for me.
All right. Really okay. Nice. How old are you guys?
I'm 20.
Okay.
And 22.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're both young project workers, so this is something that the council set up to provide young people an opportunity, you know, to have a proper employment and have that opportunity.
All right. Well, tell us a bit more about that then. So what do you do for young people? If young people want to get involved and listening, what is it they can do?
Well, we, as an organisation, we offer weekly dance sessions. There's also, like I said, there's schemes that we run.
Yeah.
So if you're an artist who's looking at developing themselves professionally, you have some experience in art forms, and you want to get involved, then there's the OTO scheme, which offers professional development where you have the opportunity to perform or get involved in pieces of work that might be performed on a big stage. Opportunities that you might not get, you know, in other places unless you actually got that experience already.
Yeah.
So it's schemes that they give you a little assistance while you get the experience of being in that professional state. The young ones can get involved. You know, we have our junior Sinstars crew, which if you're 16 and under, you build up your training and you audition for. There's a whole audition process you go through, and it's something that you commit to for a year.
Okay.
You know, it's quite like a school, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How young are the kids you take? What's the youngest?
Well, really, we do young classes from 0 up.
You can walk, you can dance.
Baby break dancing.
Yeah, exactly. We have a hip hop tots class, which I teach on a Saturday morning. And that's more about getting the kids to just see how they respond to music.
Mm.
And then as they progress more, we look at technique and stuff.
Okay. So how did you get interested in this particular thing in the first place, in this particular dance? Because presumably you are one of the dancers as well. So you must be good at it. You must have
had
practice at it when you were growing up.
I started dancing a few years back now. When I was at secondary school, I got interested in dance. And I started seeing some breaking and then started trying it out. Started going to some training sessions. And then when I was just finishing college, I was really into it by now and been doing it for a couple of years. Mm. And I saw an advert for an internship with Syncrew. And it said they involved a lot of training and things, and I knew how good they were with their training, and I thought it was something that I couldn't pass up, so I applied.
Okay, so this run, is the person that's doing it being sponsored to run the half marathon?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah? Like, the idea is like to get funding,
mm-hmm.
and to try like to find some sponsor like to help us to develop all our activity.
So if any of our listeners want to sponsor,
exactly,
how do they do that then?
So they need to go to the website Local Giving.
Yep.
And localgiving.com. You can find the Syncrew page. So S.
Yeah, capital S, capital I, capital N, capital C, little R, little U.
Yeah, and you go on your fan on your page, and you can just like add like to one to as much as you want to help us. Yeah.
Okay, we're part of Local Giving. And I know they've got a scheme on at the moment where if you put £10 in, then you get match funded. So it's a good time to do that.
It's time
at the moment,
to go. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Time is now.
Okay. Do you have a target that you'd like to reach for this?
We're happy
with anything.
Yeah, oh, bless you.
Whatever people want to give, you know.
Do you know we'd where like you're at the moment, or?
We're just starting with some funding, so it's just like really the beginning. So we don't have a lot so
this
far.
This is stage one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Stage one.
But have you got any sort of idea as to what you would like to do and what the minimum cost of that would be, for example?
Yeah, like we have a project like to do like all the building part of, so like plastering, curtains, new shelves, and we need like around 800 at least. So
sounds
what's
reachable.
The most important thing that you need to have done then?
Well, we're focusing on getting the studio prepared because we've got our Soha Festival coming up.
When is that?
That's spread out from 18th of March all the way down to the 1st of June.
Okay.
And that's spread out over weekends involving music, graffiti, dance, etc.
So people just come along free anytime.
Workshops, performances and stuff. A lot of, big artists getting involved. So we want to get the studio prepared because a lot of it's going to be in there. And we're also trying to build up this community feeling and have that home, that base. Mm. Because the area that we're in, there's a lot of schools, there's a lot of people nearby who would love to get involved, and we want to have that community feel where people can just, come in whenever they want.
Yeah.
And we have the open day of the studio on the 30th of March, so it will be like a big day for us.
So March is a big month for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. 30th of March is the day for everybody. Definitely come down.
To come down, yeah.
And how many guys are there involved that are your sort of age, that are the, the leaders of it and the organisers?
Well, the ages range so much. I mean, there's young project workers like us who are around early 20s. There's some on the Oto scheme who are between 16 and 19. Then there's some of the old ones who have been running Syncrew, for the last 18 years or however long since it started. So the ages range.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming in and talking to us about it. It sounds interesting. So
everyone can come down for the festival, which is on the 18th and lasts until...
Yeah, so we'll be getting our publicity out and advertising to everybody when the festival starts. The main day is the open day for if people just want to check the studio out. That'll be a great day for everybody to just come in.
And it will be like free workshop to try. So
I was going to say, awesome. Can we come in and you show us some moves?
Everyone can come,
Amazing.
I've
signed you up for it now. We're doing it.
I'm not sure about that myself, but okay.
I'll come. Right, so 30th of March.
You could show us here, but we haven't got any room to do anything in here. So
I'm gonna go. I'll come back and shuffle my moves.
Okay. All right. Well, you like dancing, so we'll see about that.
It'd be good to learn something proper.
Do you have a website for more information? People can go and find out about you as well. Generally, if they want to join.
Well, our website is currently under maintenance.
Okay.
But you can come on the Facebook fan page.
Yeah. Facebook saves the day.
All the information, of course.
Okay, so just search for Syncrew on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
Capital S I N, capital C, little R, little U.
Yep,
exactly.
Okay, brilliant. All right, well, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
And good luck to the. We don't have to ask the name of the person that's doing this run, have we? What's the name of the
runner?
What's
mummy's name?
Diana.
Okay. Go, Diana.
Good luck to Diana. But you let us know next week what time she runs the marathon in and that she completed it in one piece.
Do you know what her progress is like?
Yeah.
What's she working
she's
on?
She's working hard, and she will try to do like 1 hour and 45 minutes.
That's awesome. It. You know, that's pretty good. I've got the winning times from last year here, and they were 1 hour and 9 minutes and 1 hour and 14 minutes. That was male and female first. So that's not far behind, first place.
No, okay.
Diane, cut it down by a... Half
drop
an hour.
Drop
You'll
us an
be
email,
winning.
Let us know how well she did, and we'll congratulate her.
Yeah, definitely.
We will.
Cool. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.